Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zion, which is in Daf Tzadi Tet Amudet. Mishaita Derech Harbim Over B'toch Sadehu. If somebody has a public road going through his field, if you took, he tried to take it over and gave them some other thing on the side, Masha Natan Natan, V'shalo Lo Higiyo. What he gave is theirs, but he doesn't get back the other part. Now, a second part of the Mishnah is it defines what different size paths are. Derech Yachid Dal Amot. If you sell a private path, private road, that's 4 Amot wide. Derech Harabim Sheisrei Amot. Derech Harabim is 16 Amot wide. Derech HaMelech in Lashir. The king's road has no mount, no limit. Derech HaKever in Lashir. The road to a grave site has no shir. Amamad, Dainet Zipoy Amri Beit Arbat Kabin. And the Amamad, which we'll see about, is the area they would stop on the way back from the funeral to comfort the mourners with the seven ma'amadot. Dayanei Tzipori, which Rashbam says we don't know who they are, say that it was 4 kabit in size. Okay, Amasha Lelo Higyo. Let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah. Why doesn't the guy get to keep the part that he gave when he gave up another area for the Rambim and he took something back from his own area? Rimkot Paz Revelate, why don't you sit there with a stick and just tell people to go away? So Shamina Wabidinishdinafshafilubimakamseda. So this is a sugya at the beginning of the third paragraph of Bavakama, and this seems to side with the position that says that you may not take the law into your own hands, even when it means financial loss to you. So he can't sit there and tell people to get off my property when he really doesn't have the right. So what's the reason that he doesn't get to keep make this swap, this sort of self-help swap? So Rav Zvid, quoting Rava, says, because the concern is that he might give the Rabbim a very circuitous route and it'll hurt the Rabbim, therefore we say you can't decide on your own how to make it happen. Rav Shoshayimish made a Rava, he quotes Rava saying, Amar benotein lehem derech hakalaton, that it only applies if he actually did give them a circuitous route. But Rav Ashi comes along and says, Kol minatzad derech hakalaton hi. Anything that you give minatzad, in other words, any other route that you give on the side is going to be a circuitous route. Why? Kriva lezeh, chokol lezeh. If it's closer for one guy, for somebody, by definition, it's going to be further away. You know, he used to be able to go a 5-minute walk, now it's a 7-minute walk, and you don't have the right to do that to him. V'leim elu shiklu dilchu v'havu lididi. So why doesn't he just say, okay, I gave it up, and I'm not getting this other part back, so let's go back to where we were. Take your stuff back and give me my stuff back. So the answer is, Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. He follows Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya, you don't remember Shum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbim should be ru derech latzmam. If the Rabbim took a path on their own, that's what it sounds like. Masha beru, beru, it's theirs. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim, Gazlanim, you know what? The public can just take something and they're Gazlanim, where it's legitimizing their theft. We're talking about a case where there was a public path going through that field, and the Rabbim didn't know where it was, so they sort of, you know, grassroots took that area, and that became theirs. That's okay. So why did Rav then say halacha does not follow Rabbi Elazar? It should be a no-brainer that halacha should follow Rabbi Elazar. If there was a public path there and it was lost, and they kind of redefined it in a certain area, which may be the original path, why shouldn't that be good? The answer is mandamat niha, damat niha. In other words, Rav Barvuna, quoting Rav, said that halacha is not like Rav Elazar. But Rav Gino quoted Rav as saying the case where the path was lost in there. They don't sit together. In other words, if you agree that it was a case where the Rabbim were totally justified in taking this path, then everybody would agree halacha Rav Elazar. So Rav Barvuna read Rav as saying that we're talking about a case where the Rabbim just took the path, and he somehow gave them rights to it. So look, we don't pass him like that. Now, the time am I? Why is that the case? If the Rabbim have taken over a certain area, you're not allowed to mess with it. All right. So therefore, even if we say Allah Rabbi Elazar, nonetheless, we still have this point that the Rabbim have taken it, you can't take it back. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbim, my Karnula. But the question is, according to Rabbi Elazar, how did the Rabbim take possession of this path? Hilucha. The answer is by walking. The Tanya halach bala or kal rach ba kanam akom hilucha. The Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, if you buy a field from somebody and you walk the length and width of the field, it's yours. Chachamim ain't hiluch more klum ad sheyachzik. Chachamim disagree and say walking is nothing. You got to go chazaka, put a fence up, take a fence down, whatever it may be. Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kedat says, what's Rabbi Eliezer and Horkanus's reason? What Hashem say to Avram? Take walk the length and the breadth of the land because I'm giving it to you. Mashma, that's how you make a kinyan on it. Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with that? That was a special case that Hashem, because of his love for Avram, told him to do that so that the land should be easy for his children to conquer, which is kind of blazing the path. Chacham agreed with Rabbi Elazar that there is one kind of area you can be kona by hiluch, and that is a path between vineyards. Since the whole purpose of it is to walk, it's there as a walking area, therefore you're kona behiluch. That's sort of its chazaka. So a certain case happened like that where a guy made a kinyan on a path by walking. And then the question was, how much was he kona? So he said, give him the amount, which is how much he would carry all the vineyard appurtenances, that width. Right? In other words, even though he walked on the path, he gets the width of carrying all that stuff. That's only if there are clear boundaries. If there aren't really clear boundaries to the path, then every footfall is kona, and that's it. Okay, back on the Mishnah, it started defining what these different drachim are. So, derech echid is dal amot. Tana achem amim kedei she'avor chamor masao. Derech echid is not 4 amot, it's less than that. It's the width for a donkey and its burden to go, which could be about 2 amot. Amar v'huna halocha kacherim, nipaskan la kacherim. We have another part. Dayana Gola say, shnei gamadim amachza, 2 tiny amot, small amot and a half. The problem is, Rav Huna said, halacha like them also, which is halacha kacherim, about the chamor, and halacha kadainagola with the measure of 2.5 amot. Rav Huna halacha kacherim, the same thing. These 2.5 small amot are the width of a donkey. Adorach abim sheshri amah, and that nobody contests. Tanaban, derach yachid abamot, that we have. Derach me'ir le'ir shmon amot, when you're building a road from city to city, that's 8 amot. Derech harabim sheshrei amot, that we've got. Derech arei miklat shloshim ushtayim amot. The road to the arei miklat, to the cities of refuge, has to be twice as wide as a regular public road. Hunamikra, what's the pasuk? Dichtiv, tachin lecha ha derech. You've got to prepare the way. Derech ha derech. The extra hay there evidently tells us it's got to be a super highway, so that it's very easy to get to, and people will find it, and it'll be easy for them to get to the city of refuge to save their life. The next line in the Mishnah talked about Derech HaMelech, Ein Lashir. Why? Shamelech Koretz Gadel, Asul Gaderech, Ein Machim Biyado. He can knock down a fence in order to go get to make a path, and nobody can stop him. The king has basically eminent domain, and therefore Ein Lashir. Derech HaKever Ein Lashir. Why is that? Yishum Yakor Deshachvi, because of the honor of the dead. We want to make sure everybody can get there, and they can have as many people as needed. Now, Now, let's see a tangential piece. Hamocher kivro, derech kivro. If somebody sells his own kever, or the road to his kever, or makom mamado, the place of the mamad of the family, where the family would be sit to mourn. Uveites pedor, the place of eulogies, ba'im v'mishpacha v'kovrino to'al korcho. When he dies, the family can bury him there and do all those things there against his will. Shum kam mishpacha, because it's a lack of family honor. To have him buried somewhere else. It's not his honor, it's the family's honor. Tana Rabban, Ein pochatim yishiva mamadot u'moshavot u'meit. You have at least 7, not only, but at least 7, mamadot u'moshavot for a dead person. In other words, this, and we'll see an example of what it means, but 7 stations, as it were, from the cemetery to the house. Keneged havel havalim, amar koalot, havel havalim, hakol havel. Count them up, havel was 1, havalim is 2 more, that's 3. Havel, 4, havalim, 5, 6, and I call Havel 7. All right, that's the vanity of life. So what does it look like? Originally in Yehuda, they always had at least 7. What was that? They would say to the mate, to the avelin, get up. And then they'd say, sit down, stand up, sit down. They would have this sort of stations along the way. So if that's the case, you could do that on Shabbos also. In other words, You should be able to do this any time during the week of Avelut, even on Shabbos, because there's no specific mention of the mate, and there's no mention of Avelut, and what can you do? Indeed, you could. Let's see. After the Rami Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa's sister, having a Sivale Ravi, she was married to Ravia, which means she's no longer a primary relative to her brother. Shchiva, she died. Ava Bar Mama no Moshev, he did Mama no Moshev. And Rav Yosef, Ta Batarte, he did two things wrong. Ta She'ino Sinali Krovim, it's only for Krovim, who are Barafil Rechokim. Again, she's not a primary relative anymore. Ta She'ino Sinali Biyom Risho, you only do it on the day of death, not all week. Huava Biyom Sheni, and he did it on the second day. Abayam Abahan Namita, everybody found fault with what he did. He said he did something else wrong. She'ino sin el beit hakvarot. You're only supposed to do it in the beit hakvarot. He did it in the city. It was on the second day. They're not the beit hakvarot anymore. Rav Amar Abahan Namita, I'll add to what he did wrong. She'ino sin el makom in shenahagu. They only do it in a town where that's the minik. Hatav lo nahug, in that town that wasn't the minik. So the last one is one you can't really contest. Either it is or isn't. But v'hatam lo meitamei amru lo imkein rav shabbat mutal asot. Can we go back to Rabbi Yehuda's statement? And he said, imdu yikar imim do. And the response was, so you could do it on Shabbos. The amar b'na karot of yom aleph, if you say, based on your identifying the mistakes that Rabbi Yosef and Abaye pointed out, that you only do it on the first day in a b'na karot, b'na karot b'shabbat my boy. You're not going to be in b'na karot on Shabbos. So therefore, the statement of saying, do Mamre Moshev, even on Shabbos, doesn't make any sense because there's no possible way you could be there. The answer is, B'ir HaSmuch LeBeit HaKvarot, to you Ben HaShvashot. It could be a situation where the city is right next to the Beit HaKvarot, and they buried him just before Shabbos started. So theoretically, on Shabbos, you could do the Mamre Moshev because it's still Yom Rishon, and it's right attached to the Beit HaKvarot. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and the final podcast of the sixth parak, we will see the sugya of the area of a catacomb, how much is sold and how much has to be dug, etc. The famous machlokah between Chacham and Rav Shimon in that regard. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.